Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Police in Kentucky say the shooter in yesterday's bank massacre in Louisville live-streamed the moments he gunned down his co-workers. CBS's Roxana Saberi is there.
It was confirmed that he was a current employee at the bank. We knew before also that he had served as an intern here for 3 summers and then started working here full-time in 2021. We also heard that he legally purchased the firearm he used in the shooting. He purchased it on April 4th from a local dealership.
He bought it last week. So Tennessee Congressman Morgan McGarvey is now saying lawmakers need to take action on gun reform and mental health.
We know he left a note. We know he texted or called at least one person to let them know he was suicidal and contemplating harm. But we don't have the tools on the books to deal with someone who is an imminent danger to themselves or to others.
The shooter killed 5 people. President Biden's now on his way to Northern Ireland to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. He talked to reporters before boarding Air Force One.
Make sure the Irish Accords and the Windsor Agreement stay in place. Keep the peace.
The Pentagon's still looking into how highly classified documents ended up on social media this week. CBS's Olivia Gazis tells us what they're tracking.
IP addresses for printers, for computers, possible date stamps on the photographs that appear to have been taken of these documents. So investigators will be looking for those, as well as looking at some of those distinctive items that we see visible on the desk behind the photographs of these documents.
The Pentagon says some are related to the war in Ukraine and could pose a threat to national security. Meantime, the Biden administration's giving the Congressional Gang of Eight access to classified documents that were recovered from the homes of President Biden, former President Trump, and former Vice President Pence.
It's very significant that some of the records that were recovered at the former president and current president's homes and the vice president are being shared with Congress. These lawmakers see this as a victory for oversight for the legislative branch because they feel that they have a right to understand what the national security implications are.
That's CBS's Catherine Herridge reporting. Crime in the Bay Area just forced a big grocery store to close.
1 year after it opened, Whole Foods is temporarily closing its Market Street store due to public safety issues.
It's heartbreaking to see it close, but I'm going to tell you, it's not that surprising.
Supervisor Matt Dorsey says drug addicts and transients had robbed the store blind of its shopping carts.
There were 250 of them. All of them were stolen.
Walgreens permanently closed multiple locations here due to out-of-control shoplifting.
Most stores are starting to lock up their products. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. We know the names of the 2 police officers shot and killed during a traffic stop in northwest Wisconsin Saturday. They're Hunter Scheel and Emily Breidenbach.
It's tragic. It's terrible. We shouldn't have to be here and talk about this. But we have to time and time again across this country.
That's Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald. Funeral planning is underway. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are trying again to keep anything not made with milk from being labeled as cheese. Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson are proposing a bill to create a legal definition of natural cheese and require all ingredients to go on labels. The Food and Drug Administration and all 50 states would have to sign on. In sports, the Brewers lost to the Diamondbacks last night. Corbin Burns starts for Milwaukee tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
It's time to take your fitness to the next level. Join Brew City CrossFit in downtown Milwaukee. Brew City CrossFit offers a variety of safe, fun, and effective daily workouts that will challenge and transform you. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, their skilled trainers will help you reach your fitness goals. You can even schedule a free trial class by logging on to BrewCityCrossFit.com. What are you waiting for? BrewCityCrossFit.com. Brew City CrossFit, Milwaukee's number one CrossFit gym.
Has your affordable care plan gotten too expensive? Then Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team will help save you money on insurance with a plan you can change at any time to fit your budget for individual, family, or small business. Getting started with a quote is fast, easy, and takes less than 5 minutes. Call Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team, 779-302-8363. 779-302-8363. Call today.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go
and tell. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And the biggest earthquake that is starting to rumble in politics is the 2024 presidential election. It's very early. You're seeing distant tremors. But there's some fascinating polling that just came out that kind of confirms some hunches I've had, maybe hunches you have had. But I think that there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip, and it's well said in politics that 1 year in politics is geologic time. It's like 10,000 years. Anything can change. What the polls are showing right now may not produce the nominees you think they're going to produce. And here's what the latest poll, and it's a good poll, and it's a reliable poll, on Donald Trump. 53% of people polled, 53%. Democrats, Republicans, independents, the nation, say that Donald Trump acted illegally as a result of those 34 felony indictments, felony charges by the New York DA. 11% felt that he acted wrongly, but not intentionally. And 20% say he's not culpable. What that says is 64% of the people think he acted illegally, although about 11% of them say he didn't intend it. Only 20% say he's not culpable. So almost two-thirds of the people in this country right now think he acted illegally. And that spills over into some of the other data in the polls. 62% of independents, and they are the ball game, 62% of independents approve of the indictment. Almost two-thirds of independents. Now, the vast majority of Democrats approve of it, and a surprisingly large number of Republicans approve it, but 62% of independents. About 50% of the people in this country, just a tad over, thought that he should be charged. 33% said no. It's a 17% swing. Almost 50%, about 49% of the people in this country think that he should suspend his presidential campaign until he can manage to be acquitted. His favorability is down to 25%. This is Donald Trump. Down 10 points, 25%. The people that wrote the poll said that approaches fringe territory. You get fringe candidates who don't have a snowball's chance in hell of getting elected, and they will come close to 25%, some of them, in favorability. Now, what does this mean? What does this tell us? I've talked to a lot of people, and some people will call into the show, and they'll say, Matt, look, the more he's indicted, the better it is for him. It was a mistake to indict him, even though he committed 34 crimes. And by the way, Alvin Bragg has gone up in my estimation because it was a very, very skillful and smart indictment that he wrote. The 34 counts start out as misdemeanors. If you, in the state of New York, put down false information on the books and records of your company, by itself, it's a misdemeanor. But if it's in conjunction with your motive to conceal it for some other reason, that is a felony. That is a felony. And everybody goes, oh, Matt, yeah, but I mean, what the concealment was just so that the electorate wouldn't know just before the election. And he probably wasn't crazy about Melania finding out and come on, come on. No. Yeah, there's all of that. But there is also the word tax fraud, taxes in the indictment, that it will have tax consequences. If you, on the books and records of your company in New York and a lot of other places, put down false information on the books and records to have a tax consequence, that is a felony, folks. That has nothing to do with politics. That has nothing to do with the electorate or anything else. If you or I did that, we would be indicted for felonies. That, to me, opens up the whole vista of the Republican nomination. And I think DeSantis, quite frankly, is blowing it. I'm going to get to that in a second. We're going to go to the lines. Nate of Germantown, my friend. Thanks for calling. Nate, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call. You kind of caveated into what I wanted to call and talk about. I'm a Democrat, and I'm trying to stay optimistic about the 2024 election. But I'll be honest with you. I don't like the direction that the country's heading with Biden. I think he's in obvious cognitive and mental health decline. The immigration thing, which is a big issue for me personally, the immigration thing's out of control, the inflation, prices of gas, things like that. The typical Republican talking points, I get all that. I think if Trump doesn't get the nomination, which I can't imagine that he does, I think Ron DeSantis is a really strong candidate, and I think head-to-head would have a really good chance at beating Joe Biden in the election if he does get the candidate. My concern is there's so much support out there still for former President Trump that he may beat out Ron DeSantis in the Republican election. So I don't know. I'll hang up and listen to your call. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate your calling in. And you and I have a disagreement, but I'm very delighted you called in because it's important to respond to that. First of all, never underestimate Joe Biden. Joe Biden is as good a politician, as good a statesman as I've ever seen. Remember, as 1972, he was elected to the Senate when he was 29 years old. So how did he serve? Because you have to be 30. It's because his birthday's in December. He was elected November 29, but he wasn't sworn in until January. He was 30. He has been there either as the senator, or as vice president, or getting ready to run, and as president the whole time. There's nobody that knows this country better than he does, number one. Number two, the polls that I just read you, when almost two-thirds of independents think that you committed a crime, and about half the people think you should even suspend your campaign, and your favorability rating is 25%, I hear you. It's possible, perhaps, although I doubt it, that Trump gets the nomination. But the Republicans in this in the country right now are begging him not to come to their states to campaign for him. Because what happened to all of the people that he campaigned for last time in 22? They went down in smoke. I think one or two of them survived. They went down in smoke. So you have that. Now, you say DeSantis. I would have agreed with you, not that I'd vote for him, but that he might have been a strong candidate if it weren't for a number of weirdisms that I do not think he can recover from. One is there's something obsessive about the guy. I've never seen him smile. He's pudding with his hands. If you feed him, he attacks the plate like a wolf on a moose kill in Alaska. That's how he attacks it. Wolf on a moose kill. That's how he attacks it. Number one. Number two, if you are going to run for president, you must differentiate yourself from your primary opponent. His primary opponent right now, and by primary, I don't just mean Republican primary, I mean main opponent. His main opponent is Donald Trump. Donald Trump's his main opponent. Everything that Trump stands for, he should differentiate himself, or if he agrees with him, do it in a different way. I'll give you an example. An easy one is Ukraine. Vladimir Putin is a genocidal sadist. Vladimir Putin is a Hitler wannabe. He tortures, he kills. He kills his own kind. He kills his own kind. He is an animal. And the Russians have got to be beaten. And Joe Biden put NATO together. And Donald Trump said he'd take us out of NATO. What does it take? The brain of a chicken? You know, the brain of a starfish for DeSantis to have said, I stand with Ukraine. Pence is doing it. Pence has no chance, of course. Pence is so weak, but Pence is doing it. All he had to do, all that DeSantis had to do was say, we stand with Ukraine. We are allies with Ukraine. We are going to keep Eastern Europe free. We're going to defeat the commie Ruskies, the mafia Ruskies. They are evil. Listen, Ronald Reagan did that in 1980. The evil empire. That's what you do. But he did it with a smile on his face, and he didn't eat pudding with his fingers. Now, the deal is DeSantis should figure out how to use a spoon, occasionally abstain from food while others eat. But all he has to do is stand up for Ukraine and say, I differentiate myself from Donald Trump. We stand with Ukraine. We stand with freedom. We stand with capitalism and democracy. And what did the idiot do? The idiot thought that he should, brain of a chicken, brain of a starfish. He goes, oh, well, Trump must be onto something. And he goes, we're not giving Ukraine a blank check. I care about the United States. You idiot. You idiot. That's what he did. And I'm glad he did it, because I don't want him as president either. You know, a guy who'd be a strong candidate on the Republican side, strong ticket, and will never get it, is Mitt Romney, with Liz Cheney as vice president or Adam Kinzinger as vice president. That would be a strong ticket. Mitt Romney warmed everybody back in 2012, and Obama didn't see it. And I fault Obama for that. Mitt Romney, but Mitt Romney can't get nominated his own party. And Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger can't, because the party has a sickness. It has a cancer. So, Nate, here's the deal, my friend. I'm for Biden. He's a good man. There's a separate question whether Kamala Harris should be his VP candidate going into this. We'll talk about that some other time. But thank you for calling. The lines are live. We got to go to a break. Do not hang up. 844-967-2789. Back to you right after the break. Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bob Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bob Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Claw. We are the Iron Claw. It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Low is around 55.
Tonight, under clear skies, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow.
Highs level off around 80.
Clear skies tomorrow night.
Lows dip down to about 56.
Dry with temps well above average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Money today, Mark.
Yeah, I get a little upset when I hear about the immigration issue, because if our government, if Republicans are truly serious about immigration as an issue, and recognizing the fact that we actually need more citizens, more workers in this country, that they recognize that and actually open more border stations to process, I hate to use that word process people, but to bring people into this country legally so that they're not forced to enter the country illegally and present the problem. Because the fact of the matter is that immigrants commit far fewer crimes than the American citizens, as I understand it. As for Ron DeSantis, the man is dishonest, completely dishonest, given the point that now he wants special legislation passed, so he does not need to report his who he's meeting with and all his other, where he's traveling to, where he is, that's kind of disgusting. And in a country that's supposed to be, our politicians are supposed to be open to what they are actually doing and not trying to conceal it, as Ron DeSantis apparently wants to do. The man led to the death of probably who knows how many citizens of the state of Florida because of his actions over COVID. I mean, the man should just get skewered. If I was, I'd have actual research being done because I haven't known all the misdeeds and semi-criminal activity he's been engaged in. I'd be barbecuing the man. I mean, it's just disgusting that Republicans are gravitating to people that have in their hearts a criminal bent, which Donald Trump has in spades, and Ron DeSantis maybe in clubs. That it's just sad.
Well, I want to pick up on something you said, and that has to do with Ron DeSantis's travel and his activities. And Mark is absolutely right. The Florida legislature, at DeSantis's request, has put in legislation that says the governor does not have to disclose, and the press will not find out, his travel schedule and his activity schedule. Now, let me back up for a second. The president of the United States puts out a schedule all the time. You know exactly who's meeting with him. You know exactly where he's going, or she. And that's the same for governors of Wisconsin, anywhere else. Why does DeSantis not want to disclose it? And by the way, their initial reason for it was security, that they don't want people to know where he's going. Well, what about Joe Biden? What about the governors of every other state? It's the same deal, but you have security and then you know where they're going. This particular bill is retroactive because he did not disclose it in the past for some time, and they are exempting that as well. And there's no security issue with what happened a week or a month ago, because they can't get them a week or a month ago. You see, this is a scam, and that's just one example. Ron DeSantis is not going to be president of the United States. The other thing I'll point to before we go on is this. There is something about being president. You are not just the head of the government, you're head of state. In merry old England, King Charles is the head of state. Rishi Sunak is the prime minister. He's the head of government. They split it up in a lot of countries. We don't split it up in this country. When you're looking at somebody running for president, over and above your ideology, over and above any issue, you are looking at, do I feel good about this person representing the United States? In the Navy, and this happened on ships, we never had the president on our ship, but if an admiral came on board, they have a name. So if they are the admiral of the Second Fleet, in charge of the Second Fleet, they'll say the admiral, the Second Fleet arriving. If the president of the United States came on board a ship, like say an aircraft carrier for a visit, they would say United States arriving. He is the United States. DeSantis should take a note from Reagan, smile, and then when you hit the Russians, do it with a iron fist and a velvet glove so it doesn't scare people, but show resolve. He doesn't smile, and what he ends up doing is dithering around, attacking Ukraine and that kind of thing. Nobody looks on that and sees presidential. Scott Walker is very similar. Listen, there was a time back in the summer, 2015, where the odds makers said he'd be the Republican nominee. He raised $90 million to spend just in Iowa. But he got on the stage at the debate, and he was described as looking like the plastic groom on a wedding cake. He just stood there. There was absolutely no engagement, none whatsoever. He just listened to other people talk, and people looked at him and said, no, this, I'm not going to say United States arriving when he comes on my ship in the Navy. We're just not going to do it. Think about that. Now, with Trump, somehow he snuck in there over Hillary Clinton. But nobody's going to say United States arriving on my ship when he has 34 felony counts and it's going to go up in Atlanta and in the Mar-a-Lago documents. I don't think they're going to say it about DeSantis unless he turns around real quick. And I don't think he is going to turn around real quick. Plus, Mark from the SAC pointed out a lot of other very, very difficult things about the guy. And I'll leave you with one other thing. Donald Trump just missed his deadline, an extended deadline, to get in his financial disclosure form as a candidate. And you know what the penalty is? A $200 fine. That's it. He's missed three of them already. He announced back in the fall, he just is not doing the work. He's not doing the disclosures. He's not saying who he owes money to because it's the Russian mob. You see what I'm saying? $200 is not enough of a sanction, and his base will stick with him anyway. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Maybe you can drive my car.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg is pushing state and federal lawmakers to turn their thoughts and prayers over yesterday's mass shooting into action.
This vigil will be to acknowledge the wounds, physical and emotional, that gun violence leaves behind.
Five people were killed in this latest attack. The Pentagon says our national security is on the line following a huge leak of highly classified documents. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Pentagon investigators are tracking who had access to the classified material. The Justice Department has opened a criminal probe. The head of the House Intelligence Committee told CBS News it could amount to espionage.
The biggest city in the Midwest will roll out the welcome mat for Democrats next year. CBS's Jim Krasula explains.
Holding the gathering in such a pro-union city underscores President Joe Biden's commitment to organized labor, which will be critical to re-election if Mr. Biden decides to run again.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. After 86 years of serving students, Milwaukee's Cardinal Stritch University is closing at the end of this spring semester. President Dan Schultz citing falling enrollment, the COVID-19 pandemic, and an ongoing need for more resources. The school will offer some resources over the summer to help students who are close to finishing their graduation requirements and is also working with other local universities for students who want to transfer their credits. About a third of undergrads at Cardinal Stritch are Pell Grant recipients, which are awarded to those who are most in need. If you do your taxes online, be careful that hackers don't steal your refund or your information. You want to file through a credible website or an app. Don't do your taxes on a public Wi-Fi network. And remember, the IRS will never send you a text or an email about your refund. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Has your affordable care plan gotten too expensive? Then Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team will help save you money on insurance with a plan you can change at any time to fit your budget for individual, family, or small business. Getting started with a quote is fast, easy, and takes less than 5 minutes. Call Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team, 779-302-8363. 779-302-8363. Call today.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Good afternoon, Matt. Great show as usual. Oh, boy. You know, I just get a little bit irritated sometimes when I hear that, you know, Biden isn't doing what everybody wants. And I have to say this in a very kind way because, you know, I want stuff done, too. However, we need to remember history so we don't repeat it by getting a numbskull or nut job to run our country that right. ran down into the hole. We had a pandemic. We had places closing down because people were dying. We had empty streets throughout our country. We had storage, cool trucks to keep bodies in. Because we didn't have any place because people were dying. And who wasn't doing anything about it? Republicans. Oh, no, you know, this isn't real. This is in your heads. You know, and then we had an insurrection. Oh, yippee-day. Oh, they're just tourists. Gunning down the kids in schools with weapons of war. Are you guys nuts? I mean, you know, there's a lot to do. And he has a lot on his plate. But he needs to save lives first. first. He needs to save our economy first. Right. He needs to get order in our state first with all of the crooks that have taken over our government, and they're cleaning house slow but sure. But we got a really bad Congress that isn't going to help him one iota. So everybody out there who's disappointed, and I understand, but I'm an old lady. I learned patience a long time ago. But you know what? I know you're waiting for the things done you want. But guess what? He's got to take care of our country first, his health. And, right. And honest to goodness, Trump made
No, Jane, you are making some, you always do, but you're making some excellent points. And I want to build on that a little bit. For those of people who are Republicans or who call or used to be Democrats and criticize Joe Biden, consider a couple of things. Number one, Gene is exactly right. When he took over, the pandemic was ravaging us. There were refrigerator trucks for cadavers. There were. And early on, before the vaccines, there were nurses and doctors who were dying. They put on all these hazmat outfits, and they were still dying of COVID, number one. Number two, he restored NATO. Donald Trump tried to blackmail Ukraine into starting an investigation of Biden and wasn't going to send them arms. And he sucked up to Vladimir Putin. Putin has something on him. Among other things, Trump is on the take from the Russians. He'd been on the take for 10, 20 years. His own son said that to a journalist. I think, and I'm not alone, that coprophile video of him in a Moscow hotel room photographed with prostitutes who are really KGB agents is real, because I have never seen anybody as subservient as head of state as he is to Putin. That's not just about money. That's about sexual blackmail, in my opinion, number one. Next, I will say this. In Afghanistan, Trump recognized the Taliban, announced that we were going to be pulling out in May of the year, and excluded the Afghan government from peace talks in Vienna. And the Taliban just grinned at Trump. He just wanted to pull out no matter what. Biden came in, but because the U.S. had already said we'd pull out, he extended it, took a lot of heat from the Republican Party and everybody else, and he did what he could on the way out. Number two. Number three. Now that the Republicans have a slim majority in the Congress, they won't propose a budget because the right wing of the Republican Party doesn't agree with the moderates, but they won't extend the debt limit. And so Biden said, I'll negotiate. Here's my budget. You tell me what you want me to cut. Defense? No, they don't want to do that. Social Security, Medicare? Yeah, they do want to do that, but they're afraid to say it. So you know what the response to Biden now is? We're not going to tell you what we want. Just start cutting your own budget. And we'll tell you if it's enough. And no, we're not going to raise the debt limit. There's something like 17 members of that caucus who won't raise it under no matter what concession Biden makes, because they want to embarrass Biden and they think win the presidency by throwing us into default. They are not an American Congress. They are not for our country. And I've said before that we should have what's called a discharge petition, where six moderate Republicans join with us to simply extend the debt limit, not even the budget, the debt limit. And as I've looked at it further, it's possible, but the Congress has built in so many impediments. That kind of petition can only be brought on a certain day with a certain amount of lead time, almost like, you know, next time there's a blue moon, you can do it if you do it within 12 hours type thing. It would require a discharge petition to change the entire rules of the Congress, and they're afraid to do it. The Republican caucus in the Congress is a danger, a clear and present danger to the United States. And the good people in that caucus who are not in it anymore, like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, or a minority of two. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
mine said this a long time ago. I shared it with Earl this morning. A friend of mine, and he's very right. He said, when the new generation, when the young people get involved in politics, they're going to take a chainsaw to it. They're going to take a buzzsaw to it. They understand the difference between right and wrong. And all these goofballs, these clowns that think the minority can rule the majority, it's over. It's over, Trump. It's over for him. He's done. Jim Jordan has a committee on weaponizing politics, and he said, we're issuing subpoenas. One guy said, wait a minute. Yeah, a subpoena was issued to you. What about that? I don't want to talk about it. Well, you know what? You're going to be talking about it, Jim Shorts. Yeah, you know, somebody stole your coat, your top coat, and they also stole, I think, half of your brain. You're a joke. You're funny. Matt Gaetz, they're a joke. Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're a joke. They ran around in New York City. America's waking up. And boy, when America wakes up, remember what the Japanese said after they bombed Pearl Harbor. We have awakened a sleeping giant. Well, the sleeping giant just woke up again and said, we've had it with all of you people. It started, I just saw it last week, two young guys in Tennessee, they had sick and tired of all these M16s killing children. They spoke out, they tossed them out. One's already back in, the other one's going back in. They are fighting an uphill battle that they can't win anymore. And boys and girls, get your bag of popcorn, get your 16-ounce Pepsi, turn on TV at night tonight and watch the show. It's actually getting hysterical. They can't defend their agenda anymore. So I'll leave you with that thought. Now, it's not finished, but the tide's turned, and thanks to guys like you and Crudy and all the other, Earl, your whole gang. You guys made a big difference in Wisconsin. I don't know how many states you reach. I know you even go outside of the state. You're making a difference. The pendulum's swinging the other way. Guys, let's enjoy it here this year in Wisconsin. Thanks, and have a great day.
Yeah, Bill, thanks a lot. Excellent call, my friend. Yeah, and I want to pick up on two things you said. One, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan is the head of the Judiciary Committee, and he has weaponized this attack on the federal government and that sort of thing. There are some developments. He is going to hold what he calls a field hearing in Manhattan about Alvin Bragg, the DA. And it's not just about Trump. It's going to try to attack Bragg that somehow Bragg is soft on crime. Bragg came back with the best response I have ever seen. Jordan gives his press conference. He goes, Bragg is pro-crime and anti-victim. There's been an increase in violent crime in New York. Bragg comes back with data and a chart. He says violent crime in New York City is down, lower than it's been in a long time. But in Ohio, where Jim Jordan represents, and a lot of the cities in Ohio, it's gone through the roof. That was number one. Number two, Bragg's a tough cookie. Bragg then sued Jordan right now. He just brought a suit against that committee in Jordan, saying that what Jordan is doing is unconstitutional and illegal, trying to interfere with a state prosecution. And he said that it is an unsubstantiated and dangerous thing that Jordan's doing. He's going to fight Jordan. And Jordan had then said, well, we're going to cut off his salary. Hey, Jordan, you forgot one thing. The federal government does not pay Bragg's salary. The state of New York pays Bragg's salary, and they're not cutting off a darn thing. That's number one. Number two, Bill of Oconomowoc mentioned this. He mentioned Tennessee, and that's right. Justin Jones was just returned to the legislature because what the idiots in the Republican caucus didn't think about was that if you throw a guy out of the legislature, the city council in his district can send whoever they want back. Usually they send somebody different, not this time. Unanimous. They sent him back. The Nashville Metropolitan Council unanimously sent him back. Justin Pearson, the other guy, is going to be reinstated on Wednesday, like tomorrow. Tomorrow he's going to be reinstated. Then Justin Jones led another march up to the Capitol with hundreds of supporters about exactly what Bill was talking about. These AR-15s that have slaughtered people. We have had more mass shootings since January 1 than the days. In other words, there's 1.5 a day. 1.5 a day. And Justin Jones had a terrific statement, and I'm going to tell you what it was. It was very, very eloquent. Justin Jones said, quote, When they tried to bury us, they didn't realize we were seeds. When they tried to bury us, they didn't realize we were seeds. It's about time that assault rifles are regulated like machine guns. You can get a machine gun in this country. In 17 states, it's lawful. But the federal government has a law that says that you practically have to pass an exam and pass a background check and why you need it and so forth, that you practically need to get into the CIA. Just make assault rifles machine guns. An assault rifle today is more lethal than a machine gun in the 1930s, which is when all of this kicked in. Go back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us reminded. Wisco Paul.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Bill for his calls. He always hits the nail on the head, as you would say. We darn near lost democracy in this country not even 2 years ago, and it's still playing out to some extent. But that's what makes the radio station like yours and the civic media so great. People are able to come on the air and voice their opinions. The way it was before, it was a one-way street. And conservative radio does not take all callers. So my hats are off to civic media and shows like you and callers like Bill. And as long as I'm mentioning Bill, I'll also mention Jeannie from Eau Claire, and there's many, many others. So, hey, we almost lost democracy, but it looks like it's going to flip, like Bill said. So thanks for taking my call, Matt. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Wisco Paul. I appreciate it. And, you know, Mark from the SAC earlier on had always also mentioned a corrupt Supreme Court justice. There's a fascinating idea circulating. I want to leave you with it before we go to a break. Everybody thinks that Clarence Thomas can serve for life. And he was appointed in his early 40s, so he's only early 70s now. So for 30 years, he's been gumming up the works, and then maybe he has another 20. If you read the Constitution, it doesn't say they can serve for life. It says they can serve during good behavior. Good behavior. And there's a lot of debate about whether there should have been life, and that was voted down. I think Congress should just pass a law that says that any federal judge serves for 15 years for good behavior, and that is it, and then get Thomas out of there. The guy's corrupt, and he's dragging down the federal judiciary. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Has your affordable care plan gotten too expensive? Then Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team will help save you money on insurance with a plan you can change at any time to fit your budget for individual, family, or small business. Getting started with a quote is fast, easy, and takes less than 5 minutes. Call Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team, 779-302-8363. 779-302-8363. Call today.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
55 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Clear skies again tomorrow night. Lows around 56. Dry with temps well above average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Stephen of Green Bay, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Stephen?
Hey, Matt. Great show, as always. I will just say, President Biden, the last time I heard him say this was during his State of the Union address, and he says, do not count Americans out. And I think this last election in the state of Wisconsin just goes to show what can happen when you tick enough Americans off. They come out and they vote you out of office. And we're going to vote every single one of them out of office until we have people that actually represent us again. Myself and others in my age range are sick and tired of the lip service, and we want to see action. And I am so happy about what happened in the state of Wisconsin. But it took a lot of work, and it's going to continue to take a lot of work until we get this ship completely turned around. And I want to give a shout out to you guys because here in the Green Bay market where I call from, we had one radio station, and it was conservative, and that's the only viewpoint you got when you turned on your radio dial. And now we have something else, and it's a breath of fresh air here in Green Bay. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephen. That really makes us feel good, and it feels good that we have people listening that respond. And this is important points of view to get out, and I appreciate your call. And by the way, I'll give you an example of your point, which is we're going to vote these people out until we have people who represent us. What do you think? Now, think about this. There has been more than one mass shooting a day in the United States since January 1. More than one mass shooting a day. There are about 20 or 25 more mass shootings than there are days since 01. In other words, on at least that number of days, there's more than one shooting. Mass shooting every day. And you know where the shootings frequently occur is in schools, and then sometimes in businesses where somebody has a grievance of some sort. They get fired or they don't like a supervisor or whatever. But what do you think would be the cruelest and stupidest thing for the gerrymandered Republican caucus in the state legislature to propose in light of all these school shootings? School shooting in Nashville was a school shooting. Shooting in Louisville was a disgruntled employee who was about to be fired from a bank. But let's look at Nashville. Let's look at Nashville. The shooter went in basically to kill the pastor who'd been counseling the student and was going to go back and kill her parents, and then also ended up shooting the daughter of the pastor, shooting the principal, shooting a janitor, shooting a teacher. It's a school. What do you think the dumbest, most sadistic, stupid thing the Republican majority could do right now? They are just introducing a bill to permit concealed carry on school grounds. Not kidding. Concealed carry on school grounds. What, they want to celebrate? They want to celebrate the Nashville shooting? Some of them want to require teachers to be armed. What, a kindergarten teacher is sitting there with little ones? Five-year-olds, four-year-olds, six-year-olds? And what, she's supposed to what? Pull out a gun from under her dress and shoot people? It ain't going to happen. It's very, very stupid. There are certain things that have to be done, and I'm just going to say them again right now. One is, regulate military style weapons the way we always have. And there is only one point of intersection that has not been adequately addressed, and that is responsible for the majority of these mass shootings. And that is assault rifles should be regulated like machine guns. Okay, that's it. There's nobody listening, or certainly nobody in your right mind who would call and say to me, Matt, I think that private citizens should have nuclear weapons, biological weapons, chemical weapons, shoulder-held missile launchers, bazookas, machine guns. No, none of you will say that. None of you will say that. But what? Some of you will say you should have assault rifles. Assault rifles are more like, worse than machine guns were in the 1930s when they came under that severe regulation. Doesn't mean you can't have a machine gun or assault rifle, but you have to go through almost a CIA inquiry. Why do you need it? What's your background? What's this? The minute you get assault rifles at a general circulation, it went down. They were at a set general circulation from 1994 and 2004. Mass shootings went down 70%. That's got to be done. And this crazy stuff about concealed carry on school grounds is stupid. Go to the lines for last call. PT of Portland, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, PT? We have about a minute and a half.
Yeah, so, you know, this whole thing about arming teachers, think about it. We have cops who are fully armed, right? And they're wearing bulletproof vests. They're fully trained. They get trained every year. And yet with all that protection and training, they still get shot and killed, right? Now, they want to arm teachers. Let's take a 60-year-old retired teacher who's working in the schools. They want that teacher to carry a gun and that's really not well trained. They want that teacher to protect a whole classroom. That is just ludicrous to me.
It's stupid,
it's
right?
That they would suggest that. If cops can't protect themselves with full Glocks in their hands and bulletproof vests, teachers aren't going to be able to protect a full classroom.
PT, thanks for calling. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Call frequently in the future. I agree with you. Robert of Duluth, we have about a minute to go, my friend. Just sneak it in, my friend. Sneak it in.
Hey, great to hear you on the radio. I think you're doing a fantastic job. Just wanted to say that what you're saying is so correct. The gun control, NRA is owning politicians, and they're so fearful to do anything real. We're fed up with standing back and watching our children be threatened daily. It's not right. What kind of politician would allow their constituents to be threatened daily and think it's okay? It's not. It's far from okay, and for some reason it becomes so political. I know the Second Amendment and that, you know, we respect hunters and all that, but people with, you know, machine guns, as you say, are not hunters. They're hunting us. We need to stand up and right. Be counted as the silent majority.
And thank you for calling. That is an excellent call as well. We're going to talk about this issue a lot more. And everybody that I know is pro-gun to the right extent, but they're not pro-military weapons. Assault rifles should be regulated like machine guns. That's all. Thanks for calling. Great calls, as always. Matt Flynn, Direct, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Great show.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown?
head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.